Hi everyone, welcome to the P30 Women's Podcast. It's your girl Kayla, and I'm so excited that you joined today, and we're gonna hop right into it. So today's topic is about courage, and I don't know about you, but I'm in a new season of being launched into my career path that God has for me, and stepping into a new season takes courage. And I find comfort in learning about Joshua, and I want us to start reading in Deuteronomy 31. So when we look at the context of this scripture, or this chapter, Joshua is appointed as Moses's successor. And prior to that, it was preparation time. And he was seeing all these amazing things with Moses, being under his leadership, seeing the Red Sea parted, fleeing from Egypt. And now we're at Deuteronomy 31, and we're seeing Joshua presented to the children of Israel. So then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer to lead you. The Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said. The Lord will deliver your enemies to you, and you must do them all that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you, never forsake you. And literally in the following verse, Moses says it again, be strong and courageous. But he says, for you must go with these people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And so if we fast forward to Joshua 1, which actually in that chapter again in Deuteronomy 31, the Lord gave Joshua the command to be strong and courageous again. So God used Moses, and then the Lord spoke the command to Joshua, which is whenever we notice the Bible, within the Bible, there's repetition. It's important for us to glean from that information and understand that this is something God wants us to resonate with, and to look at how important it was at that time in Joshua's life, that this word, courage, was going to be something that was spoken over him repeatedly, not just in Deuteronomy 31, but throughout his life, well, throughout the book of Joshua and his life. And so I wanted to pose this question. Are you scared because you don't know what everything will look like? Now you're like, Kayla, what do you mean? So I'm going to rewind a little bit. My first point is, it's time to step out in faith out of what's familiar. So now my question probably makes more sense. Because I think so many times we are afraid to step out in faith because we don't have the full blueprint of what's going to happen. Now, God does, and he's so great because he's already gone into our future to prepare the way. But for us finite beings, it's difficult to understand and to follow God if we don't have a step-by-step, play-by-play thing. And that's when faith comes in, and that's when courage comes in. And I'm believing that this podcast will be an encouragement to you for whatever God is putting on your heart. To start, or maybe God's calling you to leave something to do something else. And it's scary because maybe no one in your family has done it, or maybe your friends don't understand it, or maybe you don't even understand it yourself and you're having trouble obeying what God is asking of you. So I hope this encourages you. So my first point is to step out of what's familiar. So we see that with Joshua. He's appointed as Moses's successor. And so now we're at the part where he is going to step out in faith. And, you know, we read Joshua 1. He's installed as a leader. It's basically like a continuation of Deuteronomy 31, but God is giving Joshua even more encouragement, where he says, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. And another thing that I love about God is that he gives basic instructions. Because he's telling Joshua, be strong and courageous. But, you know, how is that? Yes, that's important to be strong and courageous, but how? How are we going to be strong and courageous? Joshua 1 verse 8 says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So when we need to be strong and courageous, we can look to the word of God as our source of encouragement. And, you know, I don't think God just expects us to just do something without wisdom. Obviously, Joshua wasn't going to step into this promised land, no weapons, no nothing. Like, guys, we got this, and not use wisdom. So it's important for us to be devoted in looking at what God's word and what God says about us. So whenever I've had to do something that was semi-scary, I would just turn to the word of God and prayer. Something that was challenging for me, I think of a season when I was younger and I was stepping into a new school, and I was really scared because I didn't really know anybody. I mean, I knew some people, but I felt like most of the time I was on my own. It was definitely a different environment from what I was used to. And this was the first time that I found Joshua 1:9, and God just reminded me, Kayla, be strong and courageous. So when I felt afraid, I would turn to this scripture and find so much encouragement. And I want the same for you, that whenever you are feeling afraid, to turn to God's word to give you that encouragement, because his words silence our fear. They silence our doubt. But we have to be active in what we choose to meditate on. Are we listening to the words of our friends more than we're listening to God's word? Or are we listening to our emotions? I don't feel like it, so I'm not going to do it. That's not the best, because feelings are temporary. They come and go, but God's word remains forever. So now that we talked about stepping out in faith and how, like, a practical step of doing that, I want you to move. So we know, yes, God's calling me to something. I recognize it. How am I going to implement it? How am I going to stay strong? Reading the word of God, meditating on it. And now it's time to move. Now it's time to be strong and courageous and live it out and watch the promise unfold. So when we talk about Joshua, I'm just going to highlight some things that he's done. So I love the story where he conquered Jericho, because I think about how crazy God's instructions sound. And we're just going to look at some of these instructions. So then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumps of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the army will go up, everyone straight in. So this sounds absolutely crazy, because I mean, in my mind, when I think of the military, I'm thinking of people that are just gonna march into the city, come up with a battle plan, and like, I don't know, do something that seems totally like from the movie Braveheart or from like a war movie. That's what I'm picturing. But to march around the city and shout and do all that stuff, is very contrary to what most of the Israelites would have understood to be a military victory. But I love that our God is so creative and glorifies himself even in things, even in instructions that sound crazy. And we see that Joshua want that the Israelites and Joshua leading them, they took over that city. And I think of how obedient Joshua was, not only with the, you know, the fall of Jericho, but with different things throughout the chapter. And we see that Joshua conquered 31 kings. And I'm not going to go into all the details of Joshua's life because we would be here probably for a lot longer. But I wanted to encourage you by wrapping up some of the points that I have. So stepping out in faith, meditating on the word of God, and be strong and courageous throughout the process. And when you obey God, you're going to watch the promise unfold. And I'm not saying that it's going to be easy or that it's going to be convenient. But I want you to understand that God loves you so much and his intentions for you are good. And there's a refining process. Sometimes we have to say no to things that aren't good for us in order to obey what God says. Not sometimes, a lot of times. And in the moment, it can feel painful. But I promise you, in the end, you're going to understand why. God, this is why you wanted me to be obedient. This is why you wanted me to do this. And I trust in you through this process. And I think we can learn from characters, real people from the Bible, like Joshua, that was courageous and lived out his calling of strength and leaning on the Lord. And so whatever season you might find yourself in, whether you are at your mountaintop or you're in the valley, to be strong and courageous and that God will be with you wherever you go. Stay blessed whenever you're listening to this. I hope that you know that God sincerely loves you, and I'm so happy that you clicked onto this podcast. Until next time, bye.